My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
We're talking about the crowd. I got a couple of texts from our pal Mo from Largo, and he said he was in the upper deck, and it was majority full, despite what some people say. And he said Commanders fans were in full effect. I haven't seen that much of a home team presence in a while. That was my impression watching the game on TV. Like, we've seen these games where there's 30,000 Giants fans, right, or 30,000, well, hell, probably 40,000 Eagles fans. Definitely half full of Cowboys fans. But it seemed like it was a good presence for Commanders.
You know what? It's something we should debate later this week or open it up to callers. At some point, maybe Drab or somebody could put it on the outline. What's the fan experience been like so far? Now, that was only one game. Right. But with the, have you felt the upgrade?
A couple people also people tweeted that they did feel like it was a better experience.
Yeah.
Who knows? It's always better when you win. Right. It is a Victory Monday brought to you by Chiniga Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careerswithmios.com. After the game, there was game balls given. Of course, Quinn gave the game ball to Seibert. Is that how we pronounce his name?
Austin Seibert.
Yep. See, when I read it, I just thought it was Seibert.
Seibert.
And then Josh Harris gave game balls to Quinn and Peters.
Yeah, I saw they were sized.
Here's Dan Quinn after the game talking about the lessons that were learned from this game. Of course, today's to tell the truth Monday, so we'll learn even more. You love to tell the truth Monday.
Well, it's just such a stupid idea.
Coach, obviously you want touchdowns every time you get down the field, but
yes,
how much encouragement can you take out of seven scoring drives in one game?
I think the other part that I can take out is just the time of possession. You know, that's what happens in those moments. We wanted to be aggressive. We had some fourth down opportunities that we were going to go. And so we thought that was, we wanted to play fast and start fast. At the end of it, you're right. And I thought the penalties were, you know, the real story that knocked us out of some, you know, from plays when you're, hey, it's two downs from here, or, you know, a penalty that could knock you out. Now you're looking at a completely different situation. But I thought those were things that we've got to be able to clean up. You've heard me say before, the combative ones, you know, we're going to continue to teach and go with. But pre or post snap, those are the ones that we got to get out of our game. And so we'll work hard to do that.
I just love that the Giants lost in historic, just backbreaking fashion. They're the second team in NFL history to score three touchdowns, allow zero touchdowns, and lose a game. Fantastic.
Well, they had the worst break in history.
Well, that's, you know what? That's part of football.
It is.
Got to deal with the breaks. And
the percentage of that happening, especially on the opening kick.
But Daboll knew his kicker 1%. He knew his kicker was compromised heading into the game.
I know.
Didn't have a backup plan. That's on Daboll. That's poor coaching.
Yeah, but he would have been fine if he wasn't running down the field. He would have been able to kick.
Okay. Tell the truth Monday. The truth is we got lucky to win. The truth is
we'll take that though.
Yeah, we will. The offensive line, all that penalty stuff, that's got to get fixed ASAP.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
And they better figure out a way to stop the run. And pressure the court. Those are the truths. You can save all your time. That's the truth.
Jaden is taking a lot of hits. I don't think he'll hold up. Cakes, if you had to bet, does he last the season?
Moment of vulnerability.
That's the poll of the day.
Miss one. He has to go through and not miss one single game.
Give him 16 out of 17. I say he's going to play 16 out of 17.
I'll give you the exact same question.
I'll go under that.
That's our poll of the day. Will Jaden last the season the way he's getting hit?
Sam Howell did.
I'm going to say maybe he misses a game or two. I don't think a long-term injury.
Sam Howell was taking a beating every week. We had the same conversations.
Yeah.
What's that? What Howell?
Did you laugh?
He was a battering ram.
Did you laugh that Indiana just pwned UCLA over the weekend? Owned them?
No, I wasn't.
He didn't know.
Well, now
I was
you
more
know.
Worried about beating Valpo cakes.
Man, understood.
Yeah.
Which you did.
Which we did.
Good
Very
job.
Good.
Valparaiso had some great food there, too, by the way.
What's Valpo's campus like?
It's small. They used to have 5,000 plus students. Now they're down to like 2,900.
Ooh, really? They're hemorrhaging.
Yeah.
You need some enrollment.
Yeah, it's like the size of our high school.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's a small campus. I was surprised. But they got a storied basketball history, I would say. All right, let's go to Andy.
It's been a while.
Andy, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
What's going on, guys?
What's up?
Hey. So, EB, I made that bet with you. And for the record, I did call and actually place the bet that you guys would have a worse record than my Giants. I just wanted to say, one, I'll take my lumps. You know, luck has nothing to do with it. You guys won the game. At first, I thought the Giants were doing this bend, don't break defense when we stopped you the first time for a field goal, but then I just realized we suck.
Yeah, I don't buy into that.
You're just realizing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this, I'm sorry, what was that question?
He's saying said you're just now realizing.
You're just realizing they suck. Just realizing.
Our defense. I mean, I thought our defense, you know, would at least be, you know, serviceable, but I mean, you guys just ran all over us, you know, and, you know, this is painful for me. I was born and raised in Washington. My dad's from New York. That's why I'm a Giants fan. And I actually used to hate the Commanders a lot more than I do now just because of Dan Snyder. I hated him so bad that when you guys drafted RG3, I got a license plate that said RG3 and out. And there was actually blog posts all
That's
over the internet
plate.
On that.
Right.
Yeah,
do you think Jaden is going to last?
I think, I don't know, man. I mean, that one hit he took, I thought he was done. He popped right back in. You know, I don't know. It's a different game now than when RG3 was playing. I mean, because – you know, he was kind of the birth of that whole running, you know, RPO type quarterback. And I think teams are smarter about protecting. And I think there's just a long track record now of running quarterbacks, you know, having to be smarter. And I think, you know, Kingsbury is going to keep him safe. I mean, he's bigger than Kyle
Andy,
Murray.
Thank you.
Right?
Yeah, Andy won't stop talking.
Thank you, Andy.
God bless him.
Have fun with that L.
He'll never
Andy.
Stop talking.
Take that L.
Let's go to Kelly.
Did you win money from him in a bet? Like it sounded like
no, I did a season long bet, I guess.
Okay, season long.
You hang up on him because he's on Bluetooth?
Grab's yelling at him right now.
All right, let's go to Mike. Chesapeake. Mike,
be.
What's up?
Hey, how y'all doing?
What's up?
Hey, Mike. What's up, Mike?
Buddy?
Hey, look, let me say this right quick. Y'all write this stuff down. Talk about it after I get off the phone. The offensive coordinator got to be able to get the ball to the people that paid to get hit. The running backs, the tight end,
right.
The receivers, and everything like that.
Yeah.
He got to run like Michael Vick. Michael Vick never got hit that hard. He got to learn how to get down or go out of bounds.
Yeah.
And when you don't see a receiver open, throw the ball away. Don't hold it too long until they get a hit. If you throw the ball away, they're not going to hit him. Throw the
could
ball
have
away.
Could have saved him on a few sacks.
Innovative concepts.
Listen, I'm with him, though. There's a couple times where he was flushed, and he was trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, and he got sacked behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
It was actually technically counted sack. He could save a hit somewhat. Throw it away.
He's going to learn these things.
Throw it away.
He's learning on the job. He's been doing it for 2 weeks.
Go to Sean in D.C. Sean, what's up?
What's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
Yeah, echoing that call, it's like when you start calling read options, not only are you kind of handicapping yourself as a quarterback developing, that's kind of a cheat. It's like baiting a trap with your body asking to get hit. And why are you know running backs not getting signed to 10-year deals anymore? Their durability is gone. They know the more they get hit, you're taking years off your career. Why are we doing that with this kid? This kid's a good enough quarterback.
Because it's a big part of his game. You want to neutralize.
I get it, but him extending to try and get that first down, let's say he's out for 3 to 4 games.
Yeah.
Was that first down worth that?
Maybe they're not worried about long-term future.
But
Sean, listen, guys learn. Like Malik Nabers, he got destroyed by Frankie Louvu early in the game. I think it was their first drive. I mean,
look,
destroyed.
He's not the body type of Cam Newton. He doesn't look like a linebacker.
We understand.
I don't even trust him to do like a QB sneak. Don't even let him do that.
No, also, he'll be doing
the option, the read option thing is just like another kind of it's a cheat.
So like, when do you want him to use his legs? When do you want him to use his legs? Like
what, to extend plays when something breaks up. And he did that a lot yesterday. He's already made some plays, extended things that we haven't seen in the last like 5 to 6 years,
for sure.
Maybe even 10.
So you don't like the design. Talent. You don't like design runs. You don't want no design runs.
Especially where it's like, I mean, when we used to play, we saw like an option. There's always a guy who's got a hat on his hat trying to hit him, trying to knock him out of the game because you're begging them to. I'm faking like I'm going to keep the ball. I'm a threat to run. Come hit me while I'm standing up, vulnerable, right, while I'm about to hand the ball
Thank
off
you,
to
Sean.
The running back.
Sean, yeah. My All point right. was Neighbors gets destroyed. He gets lit up. The next time he's in the game, after he had to go to the side to get checked for a concussion, he catches the ball on the sideline, and he ran out of bounds to avoid mm-hmm. a hit. Jaden is going to learn these things as he gets more time and more reps.
When he brings up, though, the runs, and I think it might have only been 4 or 5 designed runs, Quinn said he was going to have to look at the film, right? Mm-hmm. I was looking back at what he did at LSU last year, and I don't That's have fun. The breakdown of designed runs versus scrambles. But he had 327 passes, all right? He had 135 runs. Mm-hmm. So
10 a game.
Roughly a quarter of the times that he is not handing the ball off, mm-hmm. he's running.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A quarter. So if 25% of the time that he's not handing it off to B-Rob or Eckler, he's running, that he's number, going to take hits.
That number's artificially inflated because of the week one 16 carries. That's going to go
no,
down.
No, I'm talking about that's his DNA. That's his college right, right. DNA. So well, I don't think well, you're going to change him. And that's the reason he gets drafted so high. If you took away, you know, half of those runs in college, he probably doesn't win the Heisman.
No, probably not.
He's special because the defenses have to account for his running. So I think they're going to include designed runs
I think
every game.
Too.
Because they want the defense to have to scheme for that.
Sure. Right.
And by the way,
they want that threat there.
The year before that, his first year at LSU, he ran even more.
Mm-hmm.
So he carried the ball in 2 years at LSU over 300 times.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of carries, man.
It's what he does.
In less games.
Now, he's not going to do this like at the NFL level. He's not going to carry the ball 180 times. But it's just part of his
he
instinct.
He might carry it 150.
It's 10 a game. It's 170.
If he stays healthy.
I think it'll be less than that. But if he does, well, he won't because he'll get hit enough. He'll miss multiple weeks if he's carrying
the
ball
argument?
10 to 15 a game.
What about the argument? And Valdez has said this before when he's defended, I think, Lamar. What about the argument? And many have said this, that you're safer outside the pocket, kind of running on your own versus just standing in the pocket and just, like you say, guys rolling up on your knees, rolling up on your ankles, and all that.
I think there's something to be said for it.
I mean, yeah, when Kyler Murray tore his ACL, it's because he was running outside the pocket and he tore his ACL.
Right, and Tom Brady tore his because he was in the pocket and it got rolled up on it.
Yeah, of course, it can happen both ways. He just is exposed more. Yeah, Jason's right. This is what, in his complete seasons, 12 games as a freshman, 125 runs. Then his last season at Arizona State, 13 games, 138 runs. So roughly 10 per. Then first year at LSU, 14 games, 186 runs.
Yeah.
Brian
last
Kelly
year,
said, we want you running.
12 right. games, 135 runs. He's averaged over 10 per game his entire collegiate career. And we have 2 games, very small sample size, 16 and 10.
Right, you're not gonna,
this is who he is.
You're not going to draft him to run 3 to 5 times per game when he shows up in the NFL. That's not happening.
No.
It's part of his game. It's part of the risk that you take when you draft him. All right, say like a Drake May.
Eric, don't call me a hater. This is just what I'm seeing so far through 2 games and watching him a ton in college. He's got great top-end speed. He's not shifty. That's why he's taking those big hits. He doesn't have necessarily the agility that some of those other guys have.
Well,
they
the
can
smaller,
make
lower center of gravity guys naturally have that.
I'm just saying there's a lot of... I mean, yeah, that's part of it. He's exposing himself because he can't.
He's lankier.
He's lanky and he's running straight into guys.
Yeah,
and I think
understand.
That's what's going to get him, let's say, probably more likely to get hurt than guys like Lamar or Russ, where they can wiggle around guys more.
Well, what is he? 2 inches taller than Lamar?
I mean, he just looks.
He
like
runs
stiff.
Upright.
He's
though.
Upright. Yeah.
It's kind of like I mean, who am I thinking of? Remember when Michael Johnson, the sprinter?
Right.
He just ran a little different than everybody else.
But can I just say, but At what point do we give him credit for 500 rushes in college and didn't miss a game?
I think that's a valid argument.
He didn't miss a lot of games. This is not new.
Yeah, that's
so
what he's used to.
This is kind of who he is, and he's been able to endure it before. Sure, the NFL is bigger, stronger, faster. I get it. Yeah, there's no argument. But he's proven to be able to withstand it. I mean, I guess the argument is just he's just playing with fire, and it's inevitable.
Yes. The percentages are just going up and up and up and up. They're going higher every time he does it. I can't deny that,
but this is what he's done his entire career, and he's managed to stay healthy.
And they
maybe
know
he
that.
Has the iron lungs that you're talking about, or the iron ribs.
Maybe he's just built different. They're saying that like cliche.
Right.
Maybe he's just different. He can just handle it. You think he's just been lucky?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yes.
Like you saw those hits in college. Those were massive hits, some of them. I mean, they were all like the senior highlights.
I think it's going to take its toll.
Yeah,
because these guys are hitting them are bigger and stronger and faster. So I think eventually it's going to take its toll.
I'm sure he'll get hurt.
No, but he still has to run. I'm agreeing with you there. He still has to.
I'm sure he'll get hurt. No one plays this game and doesn't get hurt. But
You know what? It doesn't mean it's a rib or an ankle or knee concussion.
That could happen too.
How many times has he been hit in the head already?
Yeah. At least twice the first game.
Right. But, I mean, he's out for a month or 6 weeks.
Anybody could get a concussion.
I know. But the more you run, the chances are you're going to get a concussion.
Hey, he led them on their first game-winning drive. He's got one game-winning drive in two games. Hey, it is a Victory Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, a 2024 top workplace. Visit careers@mios.com. We will do the Honda Huddle coming up next and get into some more notes from around the league, but let me tell you about OSI Federal. In a world where every mission is critical, where security and precision are paramount, one small business stands ready. OSI Federal, a service-disabled, veteran-owned small business, is your trusted partner in mission-critical IT solutions. With unparalleled expertise and unwavering commitment, OSI Federal understands the urgency of your IT needs. From cybersecurity to seamless integrations, visit osifederal.com today and discover why OSI Federal is the choice for federal government agencies and system integrators alike. OSI Federal, empowering your mission with precision and excellence.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.